With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump today returns to the site where he survived an assassination attempt earlier this summer. White House correspondent Greg Cuxton reports.
The former president is set to hold a campaign rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, late this afternoon. It's the town where he was shot by a would-be assassin 2 days before the start of the Republican National Convention. Today's event will take place at the same property where a gunman's bullets grazed Trump's right ear, killed an attendee, and wounded several others. The Trump campaign says the former president will be joined by running mate J.D. Vance, SpaceX and Tesla CEO Elon Musk, and several Pennsylvania law enforcement officers. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is just not what residents of the southeastern United States need to hear right now. Tropical storm Milton has formed in the Gulf of Mexico. National Hurricane Center says Milton likely to strengthen into a hurricane and bring the risk of life-threatening impacts to parts of Florida's west coast next week. Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports on some deadly attacks in Beirut.
Beirut's southern suburbs were hit by a dozen Israeli airstrikes, including one badly damaging a hall used by Hezbollah for ceremonies. At least six people lost their lives in the most recent attacks, which also hit areas in southern and eastern Lebanon, as well as a refugee camp in the north. Despite Israeli strikes on a key border crossing between the neighboring countries, which left huge craters in the roads, thousands are continuing to enter Syria on foot. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Union representing 45,000 dock workers reaching a deal to suspend that 3-day strike, at least till January, to provide time to negotiate a new contract. International Longshoremen's Association set to resume work immediately. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood has some unusual thoughts when it comes to sex ed.
The nation's largest abortion business also produces a sexual education curriculum for schools, and as you might expect, it presents abortion in a very positive light. But American Life League has been perusing Planned Parenthood's latest guidebook for teachers and reports that it also refers to prostitution as a form of, quote, interpersonal relationship. Additionally, the Planned Parenthood curriculum states that abstinence is unrealistic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lower House of Russia's parliament giving final approval to a first reading of a proposed law to prohibit the adoption of Russian children by citizens of countries where gender transitioning is legal. Now, the measure still needs to pass the Duma and then go to President Putin. Follows a series of other laws and rulings designed to curb LGBT agenda in Russia. This is SRN News. South Carolina has set a date of November 1st for its next execution.
The state ramping up use of the death penalty after a 13-year pause. Richard Moore was sentenced to death in the September 1999 killing of convenience store clerk James Mahoney. The 59-year-old Moore will likely have the choice to die by lethal injection, electrocution, or firing squad. South Carolina restarted its death chamber last month after a long pause caused by the expiration of its lethal injection drugs. A shield law and a change in the drugs used has given the state a new supply. John Scott reporting.
Texas rarely grants clemency for death row inmates, but that's not stopping a group of bipartisan lawmakers from showing their support for a man slated to be executed later this month. Six representatives have gone to the Texas Board of Pardon, Paroles, and the governor to spare that man's life. More details at SRNnews.com.